Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department's investigation scrutinizing Hunter Biden's taxes has been examining some of his Chinese business dealings, among other financial transactions. The investigation was launched in 2018 and is aided by a discarded Hunter Biden laptop containing tens of thousands of emails. Some of the emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoings.
And yet, here's the ultimate hypocrisy again. The Democrats have something in their own house that needs to be investigated, and they're all stonewalling right now.
Georgia Senator David Perdue on Fox News. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the police shootings Monday of 23-year-old Casey Christopher Goodson Jr., who was killed last week when he entered his Columbus, Ohio home with sandwiches for his family. The Columbus Division of Police said Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade was working for the U.S. Marshals Service, helping search for a fugitive when he saw a man with a gun in Columbus. Meade opened fire when the man did not drop his weapon after he was ordered to do so. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Missouri led a group of 17 states that Wednesday afternoon filed a brief with the Supreme Court supporting the Texas lawsuit aimed at delaying the appointment of presidential electors from Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The bill of complaint alleges that non-legislative people in each defendant state unconstitutionally abolished or diluted statutory safeguards against election fraud. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the Silicon Valley giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats. Both the Federal Trade Commission and Attorney General from 46 U.S. states are looking to force Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp. There will be a Thursday night football game tonight at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California, just outside of Los Angeles, as the Patriots and Rams get together. The game will be on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon, starting at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation over his taxes and questionable business dealings overseas. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colorado GOP Congressman Ken Buck says America can't move forward with a Joe Biden presidency unless the Justice Department appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop implicating the president-elect of wrongdoings. The Patriots play the Rams on Thursday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Hey, all the things that matter, and, you know, it's our commitment to you to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and we're blessed to have, you know, these great experts and knowledgeable people, you know, coming on the show to, you know, offer a perspective that is valuable, especially at a time when we need to hear these diverse perspectives. I mean, you've got YouTube canceling, you know, anything that says the questions, the vote. It's been canceling stuff that, you know, is in conflict with the WHO when it comes to COVID. I mean, this cancel culture stuff has got to stop. I mean, this is such a violation of our First Amendment right. And, again, I believe in what Jordan Peterson had said, that, and you've heard me use this quote, and this is my rendition, my interpretation of his statement that he had in his book, is that we can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And by ideologically fixed is that we're siloed. And you're hearing Dr. Jerry Newcomb in the background. And Jerry, you know, we silo ourselves in such a way that, you know, we're not, you know, we don't care about what the other person thinks. But that's not the way we're designed. I mean, there's a reason that God designed us in such a way that we have a vertical and a horizontal relationship. The vertical relationship is with Him. The horizontal is with one another. And this really is an issue that you read repeatedly about. When we look at others as less than, that is not God-honoring, is it?
I agree. You know, Oz Guinness, the great Christian thinker mm-hmm. and author, has a new book that's coming out. It isn't out yet, but it's called The Magna Carta of Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, well, you know, we've asked, well, what is that Magna Carta of Humanity? And basically, he says it's that man is made in the image of God. And this is something you find at the very beginning of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that truth that was revealed to the Hebrews and then taken by the Christians and spread throughout the whole world and is part of the foundation of Western law and Western literature and Western government and so forth, it's so critical because, you know, if we are made as a special creation by God and we are the climax of His creation,
yes,
that has such great implications as opposed to the idea that human beings are basically just a cosmic accident and so forth. Mm-hmm. And somebody may say, oh, you know, who cares? Well, the 20th century witnessed a lot of terrible, tragic things that happened when dictators took over countries like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, where those in charge treated human beings that they didn't want to agree with or they didn't like or whatever,
right.
Or they were the wrong race, supposedly, or whatever. They killed them, systematically killed them. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Nazi Holocaust was unbelievable, but it was all about, it was all predicated on the idea that, well, man has just evolved and some have evolved more better than others, and so let's kill the Jews, and they systematically killed the Jews, 6 million. That was the largest subgroup that they killed, but they also killed something like 600,000 gypsies, and I'm not sure what the number is, but maybe
how many millions of
Slavic people.
Yeah, I was going to say there's millions of Russians. I mean, we're not even talking about, what happened in Japan and China, I mean, during this era. I mean, the millions of people that were decimated and extinguished because they were considered to be less than.
Exactly. And so the real battle ultimately in our culture is a battle between the founding principles that our founding fathers came up with. Not that they were always living up perfectly with this, but the idea that God made us and our rights come from him, the one who made us in his image, and that we will be accountable to him one day. Those core principles are at the bedrock, really, of the American experiment. And it is just an experiment. And honestly, we could see how this could go the wrong way. You know, Bill, you've often probably thought, how is it that one of the most civilized countries in all of the world, in world history, and that is pre-Nazi Germany, could end up falling for Adolf Hitler, who was basically a failed, paper hanger and failed artist, and he really wanted to be an architect. If they had just let him go to architecture school, who knows what we would have been spared from in history. And I often wonder, why does God allow these terrible things to happen sometimes? And I think the answer is so that humanity doesn't repeat it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about the Nazis, they systematically organized in the pre-Nazi era. They organized thugs and brown shirts in the streets. And in the last year, we've seen unprecedented things in America.
Right.
Where we basically got brown shirts in the streets.
Right. And nothing new under the sun. Exactly.
No, nothing new under the sun, but it's new in one sense in terms of America, in terms of the systematic thing. Mm-hmm. What the president, for example, President Trump, has been fighting in the last month is the notion that there's a lot of good, credible evidence that in the key swing states, at least four or five of them, there was thuggery at work. There was, vote stealing. You can see the video. People took with their own phones of they expelled the Republican poll watchers who were there to try and, count the votes or just make sure the votes, that everything was fair on the up and up. And they were expelled from the room. They were muscled out of the room.
Right.
And then they even put cardboard on the windows and blocked off any transparency. This is so wrong. Mm-hmm. This is so bad. And now there's millions of American voters who feel disenfranchised and feel like their votes were stolen. And
right.
So far, it looks like, they're getting away with it because it seems like all the courts are ruling against Trump and his lawyers. And at this point, I don't even think it's about Trump anymore. I think it's just about election integrity and the integrity of the republic.
Well, it goes back to what you're talking about. And it's first principles, Jerry. I mean, if we are going to avoid first principles on every issue, and that's what we're coming to.
By first principles,
first of all, we started out with the first principle, Ibi Majo Deo, made in the image of God.
Okay.
When
you say we are going to avoid first principles, you mean like our society rulers, the cultural elites,
and we're going to allow that. We're going to allow that to happen. This is a government of for by we the people. So it commands, it demands we the people's involvement.
Yeah.
And so if we're laissez-faire, we kick back. Look, at the reason we are where we are today is because we're busy working, taking care of our families, and actually trusted our politicians to do right. And we found out that they have not. And of course, we're finding more and more about the intervention of the communist Chinese and what they've done with political officials. Trevor Loudon has been reporting on this show for 10 years that this was going on. And now we see all this coming out, the Hunter Biden reveal. I mean, on and on. But you got to get back to first of all, that we realize that we're made in the image of God. The other thing relevant to first principles as a country, saying that this is what this democratic republic would be about in terms of having fair and free elections. That first principle has been violated. And that's why we are where we are and where we need to turn back. And we'll talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break as we continue our conversation with the senior producer of the D. James Kennedy TV program, Truths That Transform Talks. JerryNewcomb.com is where you go for more information. And here is where you stay, and you'll hear more from Dr. Newcomb after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, sharing with Dr. Jerry Newcomb off air, you know, for many years, I was a consultant to chief executive officers across the country, and one of the things that I would share with them in terms of first principles is that when a company finds itself not operating on all cylinders, and, you know, the numbers are wrong, they're just not seeing the games that they should see, that often it's the result of something being introduced into the culture that's problematic, that has inhibited their ongoing success. Because, you know, God calls us to be fruitful and multiply. He doesn't call us to be static and to be unfruitful. So anything that is not consistent with being fruitful and multiplying is not of God. But good managers, good chief executive officers, when they find themselves in this measure, and that's what I shared with them, is that they would stop and consider, Jerry, and say, well, where did we make a wrong turn? What was it? It could be even a person, you know, that was brought into the company. Anything that would have an ill effect on what the company was doing prior to that change. And a good chief executive officer will hit the pause button, go back and revisit where they made a wrong turn, and go back and recalculate and recover. And that's what good CEOs do. And I believe, as Donald Trump, and I believe he's a magnificent CEO. I believe the hand of God is upon this man in such a dramatic and supernatural way to take on something as, I mean, we're not talking in the automobile industry. We're not talking about somebody who is selling potatoes. I mean, we're talking somebody running, you know, a nation, the United States of America. I mean, what an awesome job. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Jerry, I'm going to take this job and you don't even have to pay me for it.
Yeah, I know it. The contrast between him and other politicians who are basically in it for the perks and for what they can get out of it, or for just the sheer enjoyment of the power. In fact, one of my columns that I wrote about a month ago was around the time of the election, but basically I pointed out that there's two different visions for America. There's the politicians who just want power for power's sake,
right?
And we see their types. Mm-hmm. We, you know, they're taking advantage, for example, of the pandemic and even closing down churches, mm-hmm. but allowing liquor stores and abortions clinics to just go on unabated.
Did we know that pole dancing was an essential.
But churches aren't. Right. And in the meantime, the other vision is what I see Trump pursuing, which is the empowerment. And what I mean by this is getting it so that the people are empowered. See, mm-hmm. one vision, the ones who want power for power's sake, are happily content with large blocks of American people constantly in a subservient role. They're constantly virtually, you know, in a subsistent role, but they'll always vote with the Democrats because that's where their sustenance comes from, as opposed to, you know, a large thriving middle class. Mm-hmm. And you see this in Latin America, where you'll see a situation where, through corrupt politics and so forth, you'll see a very, very small percentage of the people that are the ruling class, mm-hmm. and they have gazillions of dollars. And then meanwhile, the peasants, they can barely make a living, but there isn't much of a middle class. And that's what the United States of America has had traditionally. But, of course, in the last decade or two, we see this shrinking middle class. And I think Trump has done a great job to get lots of people to be able to get back to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's
get back to work, buy homes, get off the government dole.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. In fact, the Bible says something that may almost sound cruel or harsh, but it's actually very compassionate. Here's the statement. If a man refuses, or if a man will not work, mm-hmm. then neither shall he eat.
Right.
Paul said that's the rule we have for all the churches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you say,
well, the pilgrims...
uncompassionate, yeah. But no, that means that people have to get out and you know, embrace personal responsibility.
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned Jordan Peterson. I was looking at a summary of his new, you know, book about the rules for life, which some politically correct folks who work within the company that published his book, they were like, oh, this book triggers us, you know, the snowflakes that are triggered by his book. But one of his laws is take personal responsibility for your own life.
Exactly.
Is that such a crime? I mean, that's one of the messages of the Bible, that we're going to be responsible before God. God wants us, as you said, to be fruitful and to multiply. Jesus said, take your talents that God has given you and multiply them.
Right.
Don't bury them.
Exactly.
And one day we'll all give an account to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so these are important principles, and I think, again, that idea, the difference between those politicians who just want power for power's sake and all the perks they get, and it means that millions and millions are in a continual subservient class, but they'll always vote because they're dependent on the government to take care of them, as opposed to, no, empowering we the people.
Well, as the poor will always be, Jesus said, you're going to have that ruling class that will always be. But it's up to you, you know, as you say, that issue of self-responsibility. And here we are, Jerry, when we're going into the third weekend of Advent, of Jesus coming, you know, God, Emmanuel, God, you know, amongst us, and this Advent season, which is so critical a time, and especially where we are right now, where, you know, as you said earlier, people are instinctively looking up. And why are they looking up, Jerry?
Well, I as I believe it was Pascal said, there's a God-shaped vacuum in every human heart. St. Augustine of Hippo said in the 300s, the late 300s AD, he said that the human heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee, O
yes.
Lord. And St. Augustine would know. He was one who chased the world, all that the world had to offer, even had a child out of wedlock. He was running full strength against the Lord and away from the Lord. And then, as his life was basically unfulfilled and unhappy, in all of his pagan and sheer hedonism and so forth, and enjoying all that. Mm-hmm. In fact, in one of his prayers was, God, make me chaste, but not yet. Sort of like, you
He's
know,
honest.
Keep me pure, but not yet. And then one day he hears this voice of a child in a garden saying, take up and read, take up and read. And he saw this scroll there, and he opens it up, and it happens to be a portion of the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the Roman church. And in chapter 13, it talks about take off, you know, reject the deeds of the flesh, and instead put on Christ. God grabbed St. Augustine's heart and changed him, and he became one of the greatest thinkers in all of human history, and even helped change and, you know, philosophically, even
yes.
thinking in the Western world as mm-hmm. far as history, that history, for example, is not circular. It has a timeline, and it is moving towards something. We right. are between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ in this particular slice of time,
yes.
in the year of our Lord, 2020.
Yeah, exactly. And as you wrote, no Jesus, no America, that's the first principle, you know, to me.
Exactly. Yeah, because America was unique in terms of so many of the people who founded the country and founded the different colonies did so for the purpose of, as the Pilgrims put it, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And their goal was just basically to worship Jesus in the purity of the gospel as they understood it.
Exactly.
And, you know, the first constitution on this American soil, first fully developed constitution, was inspired by a sermon by a Puritan minister, the Reverend Thomas Hooker, who founded Connecticut with his followers. And they wrote up a constitution based on a sermon he preached in 1638. And that sermon, or that constitution, was developed in 1639. The next year is called the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. They mentioned specifically in that constitution that the reason for even starting this colony is for the purity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. That's what they say. And historians say that there's a link between that constitution and our constitution, which comes 140 or so years
exactly.
later. And
well, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. For more information, go to jerrynewcomb.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department's investigation scrutinizing Hunter Biden's taxes has been examining some of his Chinese business dealings, among other financial transactions. The investigation was launched in 2018 and is aided by a discarded Hunter Biden laptop containing tens of thousands of emails. Some of the emails may implicate President-elect Joe Biden of wrongdoings.
And yet, here's the ultimate hypocrisy again. The Democrats have something in their own house that needs to be investigated, and they're all stonewalling right now.
Georgia Senator David Perdue on Fox News. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the police shootings Monday of 23-year-old Casey Christopher Goodson Jr., who was killed last week when he entered his Columbus, Ohio home with sandwiches for his family. The Columbus Division of Police said Franklin County Sheriff's Deputy Jason Meade was working for the U.S. Marshals Service, helping search for a fugitive when he saw a man with a gun in Columbus. Meade opened fire when the man did not drop his weapon after he was ordered to do so. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you got the address, BillMartinezLive.com. You know, at least 1 in 7 people live with visual impairment or blindness that is completely avoidable. Did you catch that? 1 in 7 people live with visual impairment or blindness that is completely avoidable. Listen up. Often something as simple as getting a routine cataract surgery or a pair of glasses is all that is needed to change a person's life. Restoring sight transforms the lives of individual patients and has ripple effects that are felt across entire communities. However, experts say that without action, global blindness will triple by the year 2050, and the number of people in need of care is outpacing the number of trained ophthalmologist. Orbis is a global nonprofit that mentors, trains, and inspires eye care professionals in areas with the greatest need using cutting-edge technology and innovation. Its Flying Eye Hospital is a mobile teaching hospital with an operating room, recovery room, and classroom on board, taking ophthalmology training to eye care teams. Its telemedicine platform, CyberSight, is a 24/7 virtual training hub for over 30,000 eye care professionals and now uses artificial intelligence technology that can detect common eye diseases in mere seconds, and it uses simulation technology to teach surgeons how to operate in the same way that pilots learn to fly planes. Imagine that. Nearly 95 cents of every dollar donated to Orbis goes directly towards its work in preventing avoidable blindness. And here to tell us more about it is Dr. Hunter Cherwick. Doctor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to talk about Orbis and our mission.
Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us here on the show. The first question is, how many people are living with avoidable blindness, and what are the causes?
Yes, that's a great question. As you rightly said, 1 in 7 people around the world are suffering from visual impairment or avoidable blindness, which means the vast majority of blindness around the world could be prevented or treated. And some of the common causes are cataract, glaucoma, and diabetic retinopathy. These are common in the United States and are common in all the countries we serve as Orbis. One of the things we're very focused on is pediatric blindness, and many people don't realize that children can also have cataracts and glaucoma and other eye diseases. So we are very much focused around the world on blindness, especially pediatric blindness.
Doctor, can you tell us about Orbis and how it's tackling this issue?
So one of the things that started Orbis was our Flying Eye Hospital. It's an MD-10 aircraft that was donated by FedEx, and we've put an eye hospital on board. We've been doing that since 1982 and have been to over 95 countries with our Flying Eye Hospital. But that's just part of our program portfolio. We have multi-year projects that are run by our country programs where we have boots on the ground doing day in and day out work to prevent blindness. And one of the more exciting things since COVID has been our telemedicine distance learning platform called CyberSight, where we can, at any time of the day, anywhere in the world, give an expert opinion on a patient or give lectures or give the training resources that residents and doctors around the world may need.
How about some of your favorite examples of the patients you've helped or even the doctors you've trained?
Well, that's a great question. One of my favorite countries in the world is Mongolia. It's just such a beautiful place. It's like Montana on steroids. It has incredible summers and bitter cold winters. And we've been there for over a decade, really focused on pediatric eye care and diabetic retinopathy. There's a young girl who at 42 days of old, her name was Marla. She had pediatric cataract surgery. Her mother, her father, and her maternal grandmother all had congenital cataracts, and she was able to get hers treated while at Orbis. So she was the youngest person in the country to receive the operation. She recently became a big sister, and so we're following her little brother very closely so that if he needs that surgery, we're there the day he needs it. So for me, Mongolia is just fantastic. We've been partnered with the pediatric hospital for over a decade. And one of the things that's very exciting, one of our pediatric surgeons here in the United States based in Indiana, his name is Dr. Dan Neely. Using CyberSight, he was helping another child with eye surgery from his office in Indiana. He stayed up until 2 in the morning and was real-time coaching the doctor who he's trained and worked with over the years to do a very complicated pediatric surgery for glaucoma, and I'm very, very pleased that it was a smashing success. So that's how we at Orbis are leveraging technology to help our partners build capacity and provide training resources, even during COVID when international travel is not possible.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Hunter Cherwick. He's a global ophthalmologist with a specific career interest on how training and technologies can be used to eliminate avoidable blindness in low-resource communities around the world. Well, Doctor, in what ways is the pandemic having an impact on your work?
So that's a great question. It's created a big pivot. We've had to ground our Flying Eye Hospital. Right now, it's in Fort Worth Airport at Alliance Airport. But the good news is that entire team, which is an incredibly talented team from over 14 countries, are now on CyberSight giving nursing webinars, giving engineering support, So we've really moved a lot of our field work to the CyberSight platform. But again, we do have offices around the world, and our partner hospitals that we've been working with for over 20 years are still opening and doing the eye surgeries, and we're supporting those efforts. So the nice thing about our portfolio is we don't have all our eggs in one basket. And certainly, you know, to me, the fact that we could take and create a virtual flying eye hospital program and train over 600 participants from 8 countries like, you know, Cameroon and Zambia. And we really have created through CyberSight a kind of United Nations, where right now CyberSight is engaged in over 200 countries and territories. So for me, what's been exciting is how we've leveraged technology to continue training and use our country programs to continue patient care despite of the pandemic.
Well, this is great information, Doctor. We really appreciate you joining us and filling us all in. How can we help and find more information about Orbis?
Our website is Orbis, O-R-B-I-S.org. It's a nonprofit organization, and certainly I want to thank everyone who supports our mission. Certainly Giving Tuesday is coming up, and the nice thing is we have a $1-for-$1 match. So if you're interested in donating or supporting our mission, please think about us during Giving Tuesday on December 1st.
Again, our thanks to Dr. Hunter Cherwick, a global ophthalmologist, vice president of clinical services for Orbis International, who told us that at least 1 in 7 people live with visual impairment or blindness that's completely avoidable. Often something as simple as getting a routine cataract surgery or a pair of glasses is all that is needed to change a person's life. Imagine that. Restoring sight transforms the lives of individual patients and has ripple effects that are felt across entire communities. Again, for more information, you can go to orbis.org and be part of the solution and join up with Dr. Cherwick and his team. And again, our thanks to Dr. Hunter Cherwick, the global ophthalmologist, right here on the show.
A 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%. You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This report is sponsored by Vitalant. COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S., and so is the need for COVID plasma donations, also known as convalescent plasma. In fact, the need for this type of plasma is urgent. Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood services provider, says distributions to hospitals have grown over 400% since September. But unless more donations are given, there may not be enough for all COVID patients. Convalescent plasma is collected from those who have recovered from COVID-19. It contains antibodies that can be used to treat patients with an active, severe COVID-19. COVID-19 case to give them an extra boost to fight their illness. Cliff Newmark is Vitalant's Senior Vice President of Donor Services.
Even if someone has not been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can still help. When donors give blood or platelets, they're informed of their COVID-19 antibody status. And if positive, Vitalant produces convalescent plasma from the donation. These donors can then give a convalescent plasma donation in the future.
For more, visit Vitalant.org or AABB.org if outside of Vitalant service area.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Ted Baer on the line, founder and publisher of Movie Guide. And we've got lots to catch up on very quickly, so we're going to jump into this rapido, Dr. Baer. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in California, and you know, we got a crazy governor who we won't talk about that. Let's move to something more exciting and more pleasant.
We're praying for our government leadership all over the place right now, so we'll leave it at that and put it in the hands of God Almighty, because he knows what to do perfectly, doesn't he?
Amen, and he is the ultimate governor, and he's our king and our lord and our savior, and that's good news.
Amen. Hey, let's talk about a movie that you're excited about called Safety. Tell us about this.
Well, Safety is produced by a friend of mine who did some of the great movies. He did Rookie. He did Miracle. He did Incredible. He did, if you look back, Million Dollar Arm, at any of the wonderful sports movies.
Yes.
I interviewed Mark Cerotti. He's very faithful and faith-filled. In fact, he has one of the best scripts I've ever read on Peter, you know, the one of the founders of the church. But it was provided by not so good a script, but we gave it an award. But anyway, Safety is, I think, one of the most powerful stories that I've read. It's about a poor boy who goes to Clemson on a full scholarship. His brother keeps calling him. His young brother, he's just in puberty, and he's calling him because the mother has been arrested for drugs, which she was arrested for several times. Mm-hmm. And so he decides when the boy's about to be put into foster care that he and the mother is being put into rehab. He decides he's going to take care of his brother. And, of course, that puts his whole scholarship to Clemson in jeopardy.
Yeah, right.
He tries to hide him in his room. But, you know, that's not going to work for very long. So every moment of the movie is tense and nerve-wracking. But, you know, the real villains are the NCAA, who says, well, you can't even give an ice cream cone to this boy because that would violate the terms of the scholarship. And it's a true story. It's a powerful story. He's really smart and he's really good. And it's just a wonderful sports story. You know, and I love sports stories because they have a clear ending. You know where the goal line is.
Yeah, exactly.
Can this guy love his brother? And will he love his brother, or will he go take his football career? And it's a wonderful story about brotherly love, which is a very biblical story.
And you love, unlike you, I love sports stories. I especially love true sports stories, you know, because it can't be denied. I mean, here's the love for a brother who, puts in jeopardy his full boat scholarship, something he wanted all his life. And he's willing to subordinate that for the concern of his own brother. And what a sweet story. Now, this is playing on Disney Plus, right?
It's playing on Disney Plus, of course. Mm-hmm. All these were supposed to be movies in movie theaters. And Mark's our friend who's taught at the Movie Guide, How to Succeed in Hollywood class and stuff, a really good friend for many, many years, ever since Rookie, which you don't remember because it was too long ago. But it's a great movie. You
of course
know,
I remember. What do you mean?
He doesn't put any foul language in it. And he wanted to come out in theaters. Everybody wants to come out in theaters because you can't make money on streaming. So how do you make your next movie if you can't make money? It's a really difficult situation for people.
Well, you bring up a good point, though. These movie houses are finding out because of COVID, and some of them forced to go into streaming as opposed to these big movie houses and what they would normally pay these theaters. They're now able to put in their own pocket. So how are those numbers working out, Ted? Are they working out in their favor, or is it we're still navigating, this new COVID environment?
Well, streaming does not work in terms of numbers. And what it's going to eventually do if we move to streaming is get rid of big movies. You're not going to see any big movies anymore. You're not going to see the classic big movies because those are the movies that go into theaters.
Right.
They're the movies that are, you want to see in a full screen. You want to see Star Trek. You want to see Star Wars. And if you're on a little screen, they do close-up shots. I remember I took the producer of Indiana Jones over to, prep a film in Israel, and he kept looking around. And he said, no, I can't do it here because I can't own the horizon.
Oh,
so if you're going to do a big film, you've got to own the horizon. Television does little intimate scenes, and you don't need to own the horizon, and you can just, do CGI of a background from somewhere. But the problem is the numbers. You pointed it out. Let's say you do a $200 million film. A movie has to make 2.5 times negative cost to break even. I'll break that down for you. In other words, if the theater gets 50%, and then that means that you have to do 2 times to break even. Well, if the theater gets 50% and the distributor takes 50%, then the distributor takes 50% of the 50%, so that gets to 2.5 times. So for a $200 million movie, such as Star Wars or whatever the big movies are, Tenet, you've got to be making $500 million, which a lot of these were doing. I mean, I had a man teach my class who's done the big movies out there. He was the head of Legendary Pictures. He just did Dune, and they're going to sue Warner Brothers. But their movies were doing over $1 billion. I had another man who made more, $14 billion. And you think that's a lot of money, but when you divide it between all the people and everything, it gets down to maybe $50,000 or something. It's not as big as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a penny ante business. You've got to get a lot of numbers, and the numbers come in the box office. Disney released Mulan, which was arguably over a $200 million movie on Disney Plus. They charged the premium, and everybody reported, because Hollywood likes to report big news, that it made $32 million. But $200 million, it had to make $500 million to break even. They will never break even on Mulan, and you can't keep making movies that are that big, shooting over in China or India or wherever else you go, without having a box office. So theater owners are afraid of Warner Brothers doing this. Producers, Legendary Pictures, I told you, Christopher Nolan and others are threatening to sue Warner Brothers and other producers who like to produce good movies like, Safety, aren't going to be able to do it. You're going to be reduced, to little bathroom dramas.
Well, what about the impact? I mean, you touched on this just a little bit. If I can go down this road with you, the impact of China, the China market.
Well, the China market is turning toward Chinese film. So, and that's one of the difficulties that Hollywood faces. And they get upset when Hollywood films don't represent China directly. You know, all these markets are fleeting. I know people who are friends of mine in Georgia, they thought, oh, they're making movies in Georgia. Well, they did that first in Texas, and then the Texas legislators said we shouldn't be spending Texas money for making movies like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So they shut that down, and it went to, went up to Vancouver, and the wealthiest Christian in Vancouver built a studio, and then they started to crack down, and then it went off to New Zealand, and then they made The Lord of the Rings, and they started to crack down, and then it went off to Australia. So Hollywood does not need to shoot anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They will go wherever the big deal is. For instance,
right.
I told you about Dune, who the head of production at Legendary spoke at my office just 2 weeks ago. And Dune was shot in Czechoslovakia and Romania. They don't have to shoot it in China.
Exactly.
They don't have to shoot it. Mm. There's lots of places, and there are lots of countries that think they're going to get a good deal out of doing this. But the problem is you need to make money to make the movie make money. And I don't know how Warner Brothers figures that they're going to do this with putting it on streaming at the same time as they do theaters, because there's no box office. There's cash register. I don't know what you're going to do. It's like you now move from selling goods at Walmart to lending them out for a week or lending them out for a day. And I don't want to get a sweater that's been worn by 10 other people.
Right, exactly. We want fresh movie house popcorn. I just want to say that. Let's talk about Rebuilding Paradise.
Rebuilding Paradise is absolutely terrific. And Ron Howard and we all did a call on Sunday. They like to do it on Sunday, which is, God's day. But, but this is so beautiful. Now, Paradise, California was destroyed by fires. And the fires started because one of the PG&E equipment was sparking because they hadn't fixed it for 20 or 30 years. And they're making millions of dollars without fixing it. And it's a government monopoly, so they don't have any thing. So what happened is a little brush fire consumed Paradise. And the movie is so exciting because you see the fire coming. You see the fire surrounding the town. You see people trying to leave, and they're driving over the fire that's, on the ground, the thing on the streets.
Mm.
And you hear people crying out to Jesus, and, they got all this terrific footage. Well, the sad part is 85 people died in their cars, and, one man died in a wheelchair trying to get out of his home. So you need a Jeopardy for a movie. You don't see the actual gruesomeness, although I've seen it before. And then it's about the year of rebuilding, and they want to rebuild, but the government says you can't rebuild until we inspect to see if there are any bad chemicals there. And the former mayor and the town says, this is our home. You caused the problem, and the town council should be on our side, not on the side of the federal and the state government.
Exactly. Well, it's a documentary, and of course, these two movies and so much more is available at movieguide.org. That's where all the information is to be in the flow of the know, right, Dr. Ted?
That's it. You go to movieguide.org, and you get all the information, and you have a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend. And have a Merry Christmas, but I was going to talk to you way before Christmas.
Absolutely. We'll be back in touch next week, Dr. Ted. Thank you so much for being with us. Ted Baer from Movie Guide right here.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.